Blog Talk Radio.
Holding place for so long, it seems like. All right, so first object of the day. Brandon, this one is for you, bro, as requested. Hold on, let's get in there, Make sure we are in. Okay, so that should be well enough. So, and let's see if this one should. No, I don't do that. That is so strange. That's so strange. Okay, so I was using my ghost box, but it's doing weird shit. Sam, it's not. Hold on. Sammy, stop. What the fuck? Yes. No. 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 Dude. Thank you, fucking creep asshole. Fucking dick. Anyway, before this asshole tried to take over everything, ever since he fucking died, he's been hanging out here. And I haven't had my box on for a reason. He's been on punishment. So anyhow, first rant of the day, studio. Okay. Brandon, you're a black man. I know you understand when I say this. Your blackness is on the table. They're deciding, and this is just for one state, though. But you see, when they do shit like this, this is a test run. This is where they start making these crazy fucking decisions and start implementing this shit, and they start in areas where they think they can get away with it. Because nobody's listening and everyone's paying attention to the debacle on fucking TV. All this shit's for a reason, to keep you busy. Dude, your blackness is on the table. They are deciding who's black and who's not to be able to discern whether their votes count and where they count. So what are you going to do? Put them in a caramel square and say you're a fucking caramel pop now? No, that's not how this works, and that's not okay. So we need to be getting out here, and we need to be voting, not for Republicans, because if you keep voting Republican, you're just going to hurt everyone around you. And this is why when you ask a guy, ladies, remember this. When you ask a guy if he's political or not, and he tells you, well, I'm not really that political or I don't pay attention. He's actually Republican, but he knows he's not going to get laid. So beware when guys tell you that, essentially. And there's this new incel thing. Literally, there's groups of them, and they are literally talking about killing women, like this guy, I guess, that was just in the news. Dude, it's no. If you get told no by a girl, you might hear that by a lot of women, but there will be one that will be goodly enough to lay under you, you know, and let you seize on top of her for 15 seconds, you know? At least take one for the team, someone out there, so we don't get shot. You know, guys are literally pointing their racism, their misogynistic fucking views, and their hatred towards women because they're not getting fucking laid. Like, why? do we, just because I'm here doesn't mean I have to have sex with you. You do not pay my bills. You don't know anything about me. I fucking hate people that do that. I get that all the time. Like, I'm bald. And I still get hit on by a guy, even in situations that are serious and don't even call for it. And I'm in my work clothes. And I work in a type of setting where I work with all dudes. There's nothing sexy about what I do. And it's just very, it's really annoying to me because I can't hurt them. So I can't kill you. I can't hurt you. You know, I can't even make any fuss about it. I have to take that shit because we're not allowed to, which sucks because I get it a lot. But imagine that guy that's mad at me coming back into where I work because XYZ to shoot me because he's mad because I won't go home with him or I won't reciprocate to him. This is what's happening to girls. Girls going out on dates now, they'll be like, oh, I met this guy on Tinder. Here's what he looks like, and here's where he supposedly lives, or his Facebook in case I am murdered. Okay, have a good night and have fun and be safe. We have to ask to feel safe going on dates with y'all. And now it's become memes, like this is regular life. No, it's not okay. Why are people doing these things over sexual frustration or feeling isolated? You know, I'm an introvert, extrovert, because people will take advantage of you and they will try and hurt you and do anything they can to get close to you so they can take your shit. Because just like dung beetles who fight over the biggest ball of shit that they could possibly roll, every male dung beetle has to have a ball of shit. It has to be perfectly circular. It has to be big. It has to be smooth. And it has to be shiny. Okay? They have these balls of shit, they fight over them, and then the one with all the shit and the biggest balls gets the females. We are the same. How aren't we? Some fucking guy is going to be like, hey, guy, that's some nice looking shit, and he takes your shit. And then, you know, the chick that you wanted that just wanted your shit anyway, or the status that comes with your shit that you have, is now going to go with the other beetle human dipshit with the ball of shit he's taken from you on top of his balls of shit that he has. There is no difference between Bug and us, like, honestly, except we're more horrible. It has been a displeasure serving the human race and living here on this planet. I can't wait to get off it. I don't mind dying in of cancer at all. Not being here anymore will be relieving. The only shitty part I leave behind is a child, unfortunately, who is a girl. So I'm going to vote my ass off in hopes that other people do too, so that way all of our daughters, should they outlast being shot, murdered, raped, or attempted, all that stuff, or sex trafficked, they might have lives of their own and be in charge of their own body autonomy. I hate it that I even have to talk about this, but also the blackness of men and women is on the table, and that should never be. Women's rights to be anything, own anything, vote, it doesn't just stop there, and if they can do that, they can do it for anyone. Handmaiden's Tale is not far away. And it won't be that there will be no abortions. Only rich people will have them. And rich people will fucking have birth control, but we won't. So if I can't have birth control, I hope cancer takes me because I don't want to be here. Because if I ever have sex again, which I probably won't, because that means I have to let a guy near me and possibly take all of my shit. I'm tired of that. So I like building things and building a life and having things, and men just don't bring that. They bring drama, pain, lies, cheating, and then they take your shit. They make you lose your shit. So men get in the way of success. Sorry to say, girls, but lately they do. I'm born in the 80s, and I haven't met that many men who were good. My boss is an amazing guy, and he works his ass off. for his family. He's on wife number two, but it seems like wife number two is the best wife for him. But, he's super nice, and he's a good person. They don't make those very much because the guys that are in y'all's generations are getting mad and they're shooting kids at school, you know, over y'all saying no to them. The social status quo throughout school, throughout life, your work and everything, it's all the same. Whether you're a dancer or a waitress or a bartender, it's all the same. I have worked all those jobs. I've even been a DJ. It's all the same, especially when you're female. Men do it too, and men have a status quo as well. So, and we are like, you know, we're animals, and just like in the animal kingdom, there are hierarchy males, and there are lower level males. There are hierarchy females, and there are lower level females. I'm an alpha female, and I roll one deep because you cannot trust these bitches out here. You just can't, sorry. Because they'll take your shit and tell you they love you and all that stuff, and they'll fuck your man, too. I've never had good luck with a female except for Lois. Shout out to that bitch. Love you. She's always remained the same. She's never switched up. She's never done me wrong. So I will say there are a few, and she's a ginger, too. And, yeah, so I will say there are a few gems out here. I'm not going to say all these sucks, but I never really had good experience outside of Loa Grancho, who is a number one dime, let me tell you. She's dime personality, and she's a just fucking amazing person. So I am very lucky for knowing her for, like, 20 years, almost. It's been a long time. I've got some really good best friends out here. Brandon's a really good dude, and he's a black man. And again, Brandon, motherfucker, you better get out here and vote, bitch. And I don't want to hear the Doppler isn't real. That's got nothing to do with this. Fucking vote, asshole. I can't stress this enough. Like, if I died tomorrow, I would have on my grave written, vote like your vagina depends on it, because it fucking does. And what is men going to do if we can't get birth control? Are they going to make y'all pay us and pay up? Because they don't protect us against abusers, and that's another thing, too. All of the rights for women's, for abuse and domestic violence and post-separation abuse and hacking bullshit doesn't matter. And it doesn't matter if you call the police now. It doesn't matter if you have. They don't give a fuck. They're going to let your kid go to the abuser. So, I mean, just letting you know what it's going to be like with your rapist that rapes you. Unfortunately, a lot of women will get raped still. The statistic is very high because a lot of guys don't understand that we don't want you. And a lot of us don't dress for you either. Like, I dress for me because I'm a weirdo and I like things. And I start trends. I don't follow them. So, and I like the way that I dress, and I like my fashionable clothes, and it has nothing to fucking do with you, and it never fucking has. So maybe if y'all, some of you out here, get your fucking shit together and your head out of your ass, and less TV, less video gaming, less jacking off to Pornhub, go outside, learn a new skill, join a book club, go to the library, don't be a creeper. Pokemon Go is fun. I love Pokemon Go. I have 3 accounts. I am a competitive player. I have 4 watches for that shit. While I'm working, I catch shinies at work. I don't even have to touch my shit. I just set my van off and let's go. I don't got to do nothing. I ride wherever I'm at. I turn that shit on. It does everything for me. It's fun. There are things that you can do. Like, everything that's going on in my life right now, I am happy as can be. But what doesn't make me happy is being an American. God, it sucks. And if I could move to another country and not, but also being near Putin and that fucking crazy guy over there, that's a little too close for comfort for me. So there's almost nowhere to fucking go. So the only thing to do is to change your environment. If you care about your country, you change it for the better. So yeah, your blackness is on the table. If I didn't mention that 1,000 times, I'm going to keep saying it. Your womanness is on the table. Your freedom is on the table. SSI is on the table. So, and this is for everyone. And this means if you go to work and you get hurt, you're not going to be covered by workman's comp. You're not going to have anything, and then you won't have any money, and you're going to be on the streets like every other veteran that has been to war that's on the streets now. And also that means them too. The people that still get money and stuff for their pensions and SSI and so forth, they're going to cut that too, especially for veterans. So support the troops, right? Whatever. So, you know, if you care about environment, water, the grid, and also they keep raising the electricity, at least where I live, we're paying way more than our house payment almost. It's fucking crazy. Like, we've never seen anything like this before, but we now have a much worse, terrible, worse governor who's a Republican dumb fuck. Just so stupid. And what a liar. And this whole I have to lie and fearmonger, it doesn't win votes. It just instills stupid people these values and thoughts that are not their own. And basically, it's all algorithms being pushed through your TV, through your computer, your mobile phone, everything, Facebook, TikTok, everything. Now, I just want to make sure everybody understands that this evangelism bullshit, this MAGA shit, there's less of you than there are of us, thank God, because a lot of you are not getting your shot, thank God. Silver lining, a lot of the dumb will be weeded out, but another bad side of the coin is the innocent people who may have not been able to get their shot in time, like my uncle, will die from exposure because of dumb people who manipulate the, you change the virus when you get it. I gave my brother this bad cold, like, virus that this bitch came in with to my source. It was before the hurricane happened. It took a week to incubate. He almost died. He was in the hospital for, like, 6 days. It caused his organs to almost shut down. And he's had a COVID shot. It was not COVID. It was something fucking else. My whole family got it, and luckily, they survived. But my body changed that virus and made it so much worse. Now, my coworkers, one of them just didn't really react to it at all, and he just had a cough and, like, he had a little bit of respiratory. My other one, my boss, he is now showing some signs, but it's like delayed reaction, and it's caused him inner issues that has messed with his dietary. So he is now having to be a rabbit. But, you know, all of this came from another person who just walked in the store and was sick and didn't stay home or wear a mask. What I do for work, I deal with a lot of clientele. They are old, and I can't yell at them, and it's very hard for me to hear them or them hear me. They're very old, so, you know, and I don't want to, and I already have a loud-ass voice, so if I have to yell at you further, it's just going to sound really horrible, like when Russian people talk to you with any kind of vigor, it sounds like they're yelling at you over everything. So I can't handle that because, and it's just for my voice and the person that I'm speaking to, because it might cause a disturbance, like they might not understand what I'm saying to them and they may complain about me being mean to them. I don't want to have to do that, but I should wear a mask more often, and I try to, but it's fucking hot too. I can't handle it. I start sweating. And we do a lot of talking and we do a lot of physical work. I work on cars and other shit, lots of different stuff that comes in. I deal with a lot of odd stuff as well. I'm always building shit. I have a really great job. It's really awesome. I use all of my skill sets, basically. And I do run my cybersecurity business now, so it's really picking up. I have so much work. I need a second person to help me with this shit, and it's very hard to find people who can stay on task and stay with it and actually want to deal with forensics and cybercrime, basically. So I want to say that we're headed for mass extinction. if you're not listening, North Korea, South Korea are shooting at each other, which is really bad. Putin's tinkering with fucking world war type shit that even the Kremlin is scared. He's off his rocker. We're so busy fighting over a red hat and some asshole who gave up all of our secrets and admitted committing crimes. So, I mean, I know they're trying to do everything that they can to have a locked tight case where he can't wiggle his way out of it, because that's basically what men like him do. But it's just setting this precedent that is dangerous. And there's no law that stops a criminal from being president. There's no real bar that has been set to be a president in the United States. Anybody almost can walk up there and be like, yeah, I can do this. And, you know, they'll push him right on through if he's on the right side that wants to get the most power. In this faction, it would be the Republicans or the Republicans, because, you know, let's face it, they're racist, misogynistic, and rapist sympathizers who don't mind kids being killed in schools but want to tell women how to handle the birthing or unbirthing of children. And no, we don't get our abortions given to us or paid for us. We have to do it out of pocket. And insurance does not cover it. And also, a baby is not murdered, and it's not a baby usually, unless it's a very special case. And still, it's not any of our business, because we're not paying for that child. We do not go to work for that child. We do not ensure that that mother gets educated, gets a job, gets a high-paying job or a worthwhile-paying job, or even can keep a house. We do not ensure that that child gets school food, school supplies, a good education, facts given to them, and actually be able to read books that will actually give them, you know, depth, character, and the same thing that we had growing up. There's no reason why my child should miss out on the same education that I got. Of course, the education that I got was actually given to me by my family, taking the time to put everything into my education, my brother and I do reap a lot of benefits from that. My daughter goes to public school, and I will tell you that her fucking school is a D school right now, and that, like, it got raised to a D from an F. It was an F school. She does get school lunches, but they are horrible. They're worse than the lunches that I got when I was locked up in prison. So, speaking of prison, if you went to prison and got pardoned in the state of Florida by Mr. Crist, which when he was governor, when I got pardoned, the Republicans are trying to take that away from us. I've been out of prison 15 years, so I can actually use all the certifications that I have worked so hard to gain since I've been out. You cannot use any of the certifications or get any certs or even cut hair, wash dogs, or do anything that requires state legislature to allow you to hold any certifications. Like, I have mechanical degrees that I can't use until probably about this year. Next year, I'll be fully able to use all of my abilities and stuff. It's so dumb. They want to keep you from being able to get out of the system, so you go straight back to it. Schools are just learning to walk in a straight line, do what you're told, not ask questions, go from a sharp pencil to a dull one, and have no thought or dreams or ask no further in-depth conscious thoughts. Believe this, believe that. You know, worship this god and everybody else is wrong. There are well over 5,000 gods before the Christian one that was made up and copied from other gods, i.e. Horus or Ra, Thoth, several others. It's all bullshit, 10 to 1. And they were all changed around, and even books were banned out of the Bible to control people. And we're still using the same Bible that was used again and again, black people, to keep them enslaved. And that's why they have a white Jesus. Because Jesus was black, and so were the Egyptians, and then some. In fact, he came from more. So there's a lot of things in history, and that's white history is black history, but black history is made every day, and that's something that they want you to forget. I don't know what it is, but white power has never really, I mean, it has gone somewhere. I'm not going to tell you that it hasn't, because it has crept in all parts of the world, in all sectors, schools, churches, government, every sector you can think of that has some sort of power or influence, they have crept in there. Hitler did not die, and the Third Reich never ended, they just moved. And, you know, we took their scientists and all this shit. So 10 to 1, it's all bullshit, and you're just a fucking pawn anyway. So if we're going to be pawns, why can't we decide on what moves we're going to make if we're going to be forced to play any games while we work our asses off and they use the game board on our back? I'm not going to do it. I've unplugged from this said matrix, and I'm not going back to it. You know, they want to keep all of these problems going so they have talking points so they can get the racist vote. But I will say that thank you to COVID, because it did get rid of a lot of Republicans. And that's the only silver lining that I could say, because I really haven't met a good Republican unless they switched sides, because a lot of them did switch sides, because Republicans don't. And conservatives are not conserving the right things. They're only conserving power and money. And that is just this greedy me attitude is not American. That's not what America should be about. And Americans aren't mainly white, and real Americans weren't right. They were fucking murdered by the different conquistadors and English and, you know, all the other white colonists that came over here and kidnapped Native American children, like Matoka, otherwise known as Pocahontas, and fucked the children until they had kids and died from fucking disease, because that's what happened to Matoka, i.e. Pocahontas, who was actually 13 years old and had, like, two kids. And she was a fucking child when they took her away from her home. She was trafficked. And that's something that does continuously happen, because they don't really care about Native Americans, which is why over there in the Navajo Nation, which is the largest reservation in America, they had one of the largest uranium spills that no one really even knows about. Maybe that is why we have so much activity over there, like in Skinwalker Ranch and things such as that. Maybe that's why, because every time they give us something, we turn it into a weapon. Now, they're not allowed to interfere, but they do observe. And we have been seeing a lot of lights in the sky lately and a lot of sightings. So maybe there is something to this right now. But everyone has really taken a next step of either the next level cruelty or the next level of this, I need to ensure that I've done everything that I can. That I can, when it comes time, I know that I can move on from this place. Because we're not making out of this alive. None of us are. But this is all just, it's all just a show. It's all just a game. So, again, your blackness is on the table. Your rights as a woman to your body, to being a person, is on the table. Whether you were born here, whether you weren't born here, whether you were naturalized here or not, this is happening. So wake up, America. You're literally being held hostage, and you have Stockholm Syndrome. But I think it will be black women who saved America for a lot of states. And I really, really do hope that anybody listening to this, if this matters to you, it should fucking matter to you, whether you're a man or woman, because only a fucking monster would vote against human beings' lives. And this whole don't say gay shit, men have been fucking men since the beginning of time. And even this happening in the animal kingdom. And really, it's not your business. If you can have a good time without hurting people, animals, or kids, and you're doing what you have to do, and nobody's, you know, being bothered by you, I don't fucking care. It's as long as you're doing you, and you're having a good time, and you're not hurting anyone. Be yourself. Have a good time, but don't hurt anybody while you're doing it. I'm not going to stand there and preach against you. I would definitely stand there for you and behind you and help you if you needed my help. I don't help racists, not at all. For me, racist lives are the only lives that don't matter. And that doesn't really mean an actual color. It's just a fact. Racists don't deserve life because they're mostly, it doesn't stop at just racism or at just skin color or a certain thing. It actually pours into other aspects of their lives. So they bring all that other shit to everyone else everywhere they go. So, you know, to me, get COVID, get all these other diseases, don't get your shot. You know, we don't need you. I hate the right people, and I will do it for those who can't and want to turn the other cheek. I don't do that anymore. I'm here to fuck shit up. I know we were told don't bother, you know, people who didn't wake up, it's not gonna, you know, I'm going to say it. I have a big enough voice to do it, and it needs to be done because some people aren't paying attention. They're busy, you know, and that's the point. I want to keep you busy, and so you miss everything. Right now we're at midterms. It's so important. This is one of the most important voting times because it's when they throw in shit. And once you lose these important rights, because once you don't have them, you're a prisoner. This is like going to prison and signing that paper that gives up the right to your body and everything. So that way when COs come in and watch you shower, they could touch you, they could fuck you, and there is nothing you can do about it. True story. Alicia Wolfe, I believe me when I tell you. It is the same. So you're telling women that a rapist can choose his victim and torture her the rest of her life using that child, and also causing a damage, such psychological damage to the child and the woman, but the woman cannot choose the father of her child or her life path or anything for herself. In fact, it was said by one dumb fucking piece of white trash Republican that women's uteruses belong to men, and that if we get raped, we should be happy that at least someone wants us. And if we get a pregnancy out of it, that should be something we should be happy about. Now, I'll abort it. If I get raped and the outcome is pregnancy, my birth control didn't work or something, I'm having an abortion because I'm too old, it'll be too risky, and I don't need that psychological damage. I already have to deal with my assailant probably not being arrested and probably not being brought to justice. So why the fuck would I bring a child into the world who will have to also deal with said rapist? Because the court will not protect me or the child. Side with the rapist. Because now, I don't know, evil guys are having a moment, hopefully short-lived. That's where people like me come in. But let me tell y'all, Supreme Court, man, in all these debacle debates, all of this seems like it's one big scheme and everything has been cleverly placed. And it's been in the works for years. I mean, like, Trump was just a symptom. He wasn't like a what the all-in-all total. No, he's just a symptom of a really big problem that unfortunately gave a lot of people a false sense of platform and freedom of speech, which I'm all for freedom of speech, but if only you can have it and I can't because I don't like your racist views and the bullshit that you regurgitate that's been spit at you and hypnotized your brain by your TV. No. No, honey, that's not how it works. This is supposed to be a democracy, but don't get it twisted. It's an oligarchy. So, but it is turning quickly into fascism and communism, which you really don't want. If you want fascism, you should go to North Korea, where they're not allowed to have Coca-Cola, blue jeans, or chocolate pies, or K-pop, or anything. Or go to Russia, where Putin decides if you get to have a life or a job, and he will decide who gets to have money. So, free market isn't the greatest either, but at least having a democracy instead of an oligarchy or a communist country or fascist country, which is what a lot of our grandparents who went to war fought against, who would be coming out of their graves to shoot people like Trump. You know, that he's a traitor to America, and so is everyone who defected against America on January 6th. If it were me and I was president, I would have them all lined up and shot in the face. Because you're a fucking traitor. And that's what we should do to traitors. We should make them an example by shooting them in the face. Because they don't want what's best for the country. They want best for, I don't know, Russia, North Korea, not Americans. Because they're too dumb to know the difference. And that's the tea. So, you know, my friend, my bestie, Chris, who I've known for over 20 years now, he lives in California. I haven't heard from him in a little bit since the earthquake. You guys, anybody paying attention to the West out there? I've been picking up on some things, not just volcanic activity, but earthquakes and also a lot of visitation to said volcanoes with activity by USOs or UFOs. And also, if you're paying attention and caught this little ditty, I know Lazo, I can't remember his name now, damn it. If you could find it on YouTube, U.S. government flying UFO, something like that. We've been having a lot of that lately. A lot of these USOs, which is why we're calling them that now, they're not even UFOs. They're like the government flying them, doing their rounds. They have a shit ton of flying saucers now. I've been following this little lead for a while. And I'll get back around to it probably in the next couple of weeks when I find out more. I've been a little busy being at work and shit and dealing with all this other shit. So I've been kind of looking into it as I can. But yeah, something about a fake UFO invasion. Not sure if real, but definitely will be keeping my ear to the ground and reading a lot of research. But from what I understand, back in 1985, these fucking dudes, I was watching it earlier, it was very interesting. These dudes were watching our government fly UFOs. They were doing it from public land where they would not be in trouble. And they're like serious people, like really huge credentials and high ups. Like there's no reason to make this shit. And this was in 1985, between 85 and 89. Don't quote me on the number, it's in between that area. But yeah, in the 80s, man. So there is no impossible. The impossible are only ideas lying in wait. So, oh, by the way, your 4G phones, including iPhone 11, will be obsolete within the next 6 months to a year. I just left phone company job because I would have to continuously push 4G phones on the people, knowing full well that we are taking those down and replacing them with 5G towers. We're not fixing 4G towers or building 5G towers. We're just adding to the old towers. Also, I forgot. I need to keep mentioning this as well. Do not put phone in pocket. Do not put phone anywhere near genitals, the anus, the breast. Do not put it to your face. Use Bluetooth or speaker. It's actually in your information category, in your iPhone, especially when it talks about the radiation. Do not sleep with your fucking router in your room. Keep your router the fuck away from your room and most of the living areas of your house if you can. My phone, I have an alert that comes on that tells me in my room where I'm at right now, then I'm getting extreme radiation from the router that's in my mom's room, which is on the other side of the house. We have like a, I don't know, 2,000 square foot house? I don't fucking know. It's too big. On the other side of the house. It's not even that close. Like, you have to walk to the other side of the house. Like, walk. So, I mean, that's quite a distance from the router to be coming over to my room in extreme danger. So, you know, And we did good. We have 19 minutes left. I've almost got all of these. Now, if you're paying attention to education right now, we're not getting any, and the teachers are leaving because they're being told that they have to tell on children who are gay or transgender, white, and no one's teaching children about sex. It's not happening anywhere. Not in kindergarten, not in first grade, and no one's giving a child a mastectomy. That's not how sex changes happen. It begins with hormone therapy, and that's if the child's body is able to handle that. Now, most of the time, and this is between parent, child, and doctor, not parent, child, doctor, and government. Not at all. That's too much government. If you want less government, you don't have that. That's not what that means. Less government in their minds means less help for people who need it, less programs for people who need it. There are more poor than there are rich, so get over it. We need programs for our kids. We need programs for people. You send people to war. You take away the money from their pensions. You take their SSI away. You make their homes too expensive where they can't live in them. They go to live on the streets. You say living on the streets is not okay, and it's illegal. So then you keep them in this fucking cycle of being jailed, being jailed, being jailed. Why is it that it's okay for someone like Epstein to traffic and fuck kids and know all these other rich people who also have been to his little island and his fucking house? And I know where it's, I've been to his neighborhood before. And we've actually been, me and this other girl have actually been to Epstein's house before. And I've been on that, the West Palm Beach area, where he was. I have been there. There were lots of kids. Lots of girls that got recruited there. And that went on for years, even in the years that I was living over that way. You know, we almost got caught up in that crap. People like that get away with this shit, but people, you know, single mothers like myself, you know, victims of domestic violence, women that are just, you know, being and living and existing, men and women who have served and come back maimed and can't work jobs. People who need mental help that don't get it. And those who are silenced and isolated who turn into mass shooters, you know, they need help too, but there is none. More government is having them involved in your school, in your work, in your health care, between you and your doctor, between you and your home. No, that's too much. I'm sorry. You want to have guns? Fine. Then create laws to make it harder for people to get them that don't need them. Be smart. Fucking morons. I could do this better. But also, see, if I was ruler, you know, I would do it with a kind but firm fist. Also, when it came to pedophiles, they should all be castrated. Castrate them, they're just going to keep doing it. If you're going to keep putting them in jail and letting them out, we're paying for them. And also, that's a waste of life. You're just wasting kids because you're turning them into future monsters. That's what happens. So these cycles, which creates all this negative activity, you know, for the powers that be to suckle from, because that's like extreme energy right there that's being expended in these cycles that are just continuously happening. That is the definition of crazy, is doing the same thing over and over and expecting a different result. So if you don't know what don't tread on me means, maybe she shouldn't wear it. If you don't know the difference between communism, liberalism, and fascism, democracy, oligarchy, you got a lot of work to do. You have a lot of research to do because you are late to the party. I don't know how much time I have left on this planet. I hope it's not another 50 years. The rate that I'm going, I maybe have 10. But I'm not going to spend that 10 living around dumb fucking people who can't take care of themselves, don't know where their food comes from, doesn't know how to discern the difference between fact and fiction, alternative facts, whatever the fuck you want to call it, and spread this misogyny and this hatred because you hate yourself. The white race was never supreme. They never will be. They never was. That's why they've stolen and got rid of history. They have killed cultures. They have maimed for centuries to come. Bloodlines out of this world. The effects that the white man has caused. And it isn't just the white man. It's just the idea. Because hatred and colonialism and racism and that Christianity, superiority, all that dumb shit, it all stems from one place, greed, and wanting more power, to have something over someone else, so you don't have to work as hard, or you can feel better about your mediocre self, because you're useless, you're worthless. These are ideas that spread, because we're all antennas. This ideas spread sometimes without even meeting each other because we are like Wi-Fi. Everything is an energy, whether you like it or not. So some of you are pretty dumb out here, and I really hope that your gene pool has ended or will end before it continues, because we just don't need it. Being stupid is like being dead. The dead don't really know that they're dead, and stupid people don't know they're dumb. But the rest of us, we fucking know. So the only people that it hurts are us. So I'm not the smartest person in the world by any means, because when you learn and you learn and you learn and you keep learning stuff, you learn that there's so much more to learn, and you will never know all the answers. It is okay to not know everything. But I have logic and common sense, and that cannot be taught. I don't know. We are doomed. But that is the tea. I want to give shout out to everybody that's been listening. You guys, this is crazy. Who do we have here? We got Colombia, UK, Netherlands, Germany. Who the fuck are we here? There's a blue dot there. Oh, that's more Russia. Russia, this Sweden, China, Japan, South Korea. Who else is on the map? Let's see. I think we got Canada is listening hardcore right now. United States at 7391. Thanks for listening to you, to this channel, y'all. That's pretty fucking amazing. What I'm doing over on that side of the world, I don't really know. But I do know that North Korea and South Korea are like firing at each other, so I do hope my listeners are okay and that you're able to get on with your day, hopefully tomorrow and the next day and so forth. I do appreciate you coming to my show. And rant over, but remember, guys, your blackness is on the table, and as much as my uterus should never be on the table by men who've never had a child and probably have touched women while they were unconscious, and probably have paid for many abortions, your blackness should never be on the table. Your rights to be a human should never be on the table. Your sexuality should never be on the table unless you're a rapist and you're, you know, an animal fucker and a child fucker. Yeah, you should. You should be fucking shot in the face. I'm sorry. You should be killed. We don't need you. You are a fucking noose around our neck as a society. You're worthless. You gotta go. You can't stay with us. That's just my thoughts, personally. I think we don't handle these types of cases well enough or harsh enough, in my opinion. Putting them all in a place to live by themselves only gives them a support system and I think would just make things worse. Over in places like Japan, from what I understand, stop me if I'm wrong, but they had come up with some ways to combat child molestation. Not that it doesn't happen over there, but there's like much less of it than over here. Because we're fucking sick individuals. But they came up with ways to combat that. They got, like, anime and these fucking, like, doll things and these fucking pillows that are way too. There are ways where you can entertain yourself if that's your thing. And unfortunately for a lot of people it is. You know, if that's your thing, keep it to your fucking self. And none of us need to know about it. And don't ever touch a fucking, like, no. It's just not okay because you're causing so much damage to not just the body but the person. And you're a piece of shit. And, you know, I beat guys like that to death. So, I have beat a rapist nearly to death. He wasn't raping a child. He was raping what turned out to be a prostitute, but violence against a woman is violence against a woman. So, I ended up not doing 20 years, which was nice because he did make a miraculous recovery. But if he hadn't, I'd be doing fed time right now. Worth it. And I do it fucking again, too, any day. So call me a bitch of Lancy, if you will. But that's the tea, everyone. Remember, vote, fucking assholes. Some of you out here are just, let's go Brandon. A guy wore a Let's Go Brandon shirt, and he brings in this battery. I'm like, oh, looks like it needs you need a brain, huh? Didn't get it, went over his head. Let's go, Brandon. Make sure you get COVID. Don't get your vaccine. I hope you die. So I'm glad. I'm glad that you live the life that you do. So it gives me a reason to wake up every day and be happy that I'm smarter than you. My soul is better than yours. And you are truly a piece of human excrement that is a waste of life. And eventually you will lose that life because of your own stupidity. No one else. You. And that's going to be the best karma. And remember, guys, drink your drugs, don't do school, and stay in bed. Wear your mask. You should. We're in a tridemic. Wash your fucking hands because a lot of you goddamn don't. Black Lives Matter, and if you need to say All Lives Matter, you're the reason why I have to say it, because you're not acknowledging the hardships and the lack of care for black people, whether it be in the healthcare system, whether they're in the home sleeping, and police do knockdown raids, no-knock raids, rather, and kill them in their own fucking homes when they're standing on their fucking necks. Yeah, they matter. Blue lives matter until they're keeping you from, you know, insurrecting democracy and trying to keep a piece of trash in power so he can continue hurting people, because it's only going to hurt brown people or people like myself, but it's not. Eventually it's going to hurt you and everyone around you. And that has happened, and that's the big haul. And that's the tea, you guys. I could go on forever about this because it is a complain day. Brandon, this one was for you and every black man, woman, child, and every female, no matter where you are. I'm fighting for you. I'm going to vote for you. And I'm going to try. And I hope others do too, because I care about you. I care about your future. I care about your family's future. I care about your children's future, should you be able to have them and raise them. And I care about my children's future and my family and myself. I care about everyone's well-being, even the hateful little Republicans who don't know what's good for them because they listen to their TV. Oh, yeah, and by the way, they have already paved the way and got permission from the government to do advertising in your dreams. So I don't know how they're going to implement that, whether that's going to come through your TV, because a lot of us people put our TV on. My timer turns mine off, I guess, which is a good thing, because I would be the perfect candidate for that. But, yeah, be careful with what you're watching, what you're eating, what you're reading, because it all matters. What you put into your body matters, however, which way and what media you are taking it in. You'll have to be careful with that. Whether you're spiritual or religious, religion are for those who are afraid and also need someone to tell them what to do, because otherwise, if they didn't have these simple rules of just being a basic good human, they would probably go out and do horrible things, which makes no sense to me. Spirituality is for those who do not fear, but also welcome the learning experience and understand what it is to be a god and what godhood really is and the universe and all the things such as that. So I'm lucky enough to be one of those people. So if you're one of those people, hats off to you, blessed to be. But if you're a religious person, same thing goes. If you got a sky daddy that has to tell you what to do, he also told you you had to love your neighbor, whether they were foreign or not. So you can't cherry pick. You can't have Trump and then say you love Jesus who wasn't white and didn't have blue eyes. Because that's not science. And science is real. And we don't have true life walls. You fucking idiots. That Asgard is not a place. It is a fictional land of which Thor comes from. And Loki, are you fucking kidding? I can't believe I'm having to say this out loud. No. And also, we may or may not have been to the moon. I'm not going to go into it. But they definitely practiced in going to Mars on an island in Canada. Devon Island. But that's not where they send the Mars rover. That thing's been out there for fucking years. Okay? That's fact. No, fuck, I'm not dealing with that bullshit. Okay? And that fucking guy that's spreading this shit, he saw the same fucking info I did and chose to spread misinformation for clicks instead of just being honest. So I'm not even going to mention his name because he does not deserve that. He did not earn that for me, and I did not pour my everything into this to have to do that. I'm not plugging him. But I will tell you that that is bullshit. I've been seeing this. We do not have two ice walls surrounding us. Fucking Asgard's not real. It's not real. Get over it. Stop trying to make that happen. It's not going to happen. And that is all. That's it. And again, I'm going to say again, your blackness is on the table. The Supreme Court is deciding whether your vote or you matter at all. We're going backwards, not forwards. If you don't remember history, you will tend to forget it, and you will repeat it. We don't need to repeat this. They've been through enough. Women have been through enough. Humans have been through enough. And we're all going to die anyway. Why make it worse? And that's the tea, y'all. So we have a minute left, but I think we've done enough. I've covered all of my sections. I did as promised. Nobody can be mad at me. So ta-ta, y'all. I'm off to take this off and go to fucking sleep because I have to go work for a very long time tomorrow, and I have 6 more days of working before my day off. Zen right out, bitches. Bye. See if I can find my way out. There it is. Yay. Well, I got 14 likes. That's nice. I got one share. All right. We are done streaming, and that's the tea. And I'll be back with some fun spooky shit and some share readings. All right, back, y'all. Bye.